the lady did say that she had neighbors that had submitted a nightly rental request before in the Friendly Hills subdivision. So that tells me that there's a couple of other people in here that are probably these two are for it, but I wasn't able to reach them. And then if you go down the road, this is where you run into the lady that had, she says she's for it. And then this, of course, is the Majestic where they have 200 plus units in there. So if you turn into our subdivision, you can see that this is my house with the yellow around it. You can see that we've got approvals all the way surrounding the property. So, and if you look at the area, there's a lot of commercial there, and we've got a lot of people that either are already doing nightly rentals there, or they're for it.
The blue ones, you said that you don't know? Yeah. You didn't get a hold of them? Or
the ones
or
in the blue, I don't know. I tried to call everybody, and I stopped to talk to them personally. But, you know, it's hard to catch people at home. And, you know, now not everybody has landlines, and it's a lot harder to find cell phone numbers. So I called everybody that I could Google and find. And then if I couldn't find their phone number, I stopped and tried to talk to them.
I got your three photographs after okay. this. Do you want me to run those?
Yeah, let's okay. go there. So I'm trying to give you a feel for the area and what it looks like. And this is the gentleman that, can you bounce back to that slide just so I can show him where it's located on the map? So this is a gentleman that's located right here that's in the subdivision. And I wanted to give you, because before we saw that aerial view, and sometimes it's hard to get a real feel for what it looks like from the sky. And if you drive down the road, then this is what you see of his house. And then if you keep going, this is from my house looking down. And so you can see that he's got a really nice setup there as far as, you know, nestled in amongst the trees and everything, very private. And then the next one, this is if you keep going down the road past his driveway and you look back at the house, then here's the peak of his, you know, the top part of his house, that little, I want to call it crow's nest.
Cupola.
Yeah.
Cupola.
Cupola part. So he is nice and, you know, private, does have a lot of buffer around his property as well.
He'll have hot sales.
Well, this is his lot right here.
Any more questions?
I did want to go ahead and give y'all a copy, though, where I got the signature from the lady. I got her phone number, and I told her, you know, that y'all could call her or, you know, whatever you need to go ask her to do. This just kind of gives you, looks like you've got some of the copies there, so you may have a group of this. But I wanted to get you the phone number and the person that I talked to of those two additional approvals since we met last time.
Thank you.
I'll give you a couple
okay,
of seconds.
Thank
extra.
You.
Do you want to come? So you don't have anything in writing from the ones that are in green?
I
just the ones you can show this.
So the ones that I've got in writing, do you mind flipping back over there just real quick? It's the ones that I've got in writing, it's actually got her signature, and then I also talked to him, and he tried to send an email, but I don't.
Nope, never did get one. Sure didn't.
He had sent it and everything, so I have to follow back with him. But he had no problem with it at all, and he said, you know, whatever I needed him to do, he would go ahead and submit whatever information y'all need. And then as far as these lots in here, then I think that the gentleman's here tonight. So he can talk to the other Green Stars.
Okay. Is that all that you have? Is there anybody else want to add anything for the project? If
I have the other green lots.
Okay, come forward, please, and give your name, if you would.
I'm
Robert Woolston, and this is my wife, and we own the lots, the green ones that are surrounding the two houses here that we're talking about, Jan's house and the other.
Yeah, if you want to flip back, I can kind of point it out.
Yeah, I clicked out of that. I'll get it back for you.
Okay.
There we go. Sorry.
We have the lots here, 1, 2, 3, and then 6, 7, down through lot 13 here. We have the 11 lots minus the 4 and 5 that the two houses are on that she's discussing here. And we have the lots, again, bought the lots to resale, for speculation to resale. And we have had them 4 or 5 years, 6 years, and haven't had much luck on selling for residential housing. But this is the second person I've talked to about interested in buying them to develop them for rental. So we have talked to Jana a little bit about it, and we'd be willing to sell some more lots if the zoning changes and if the opportunity comes along for them to develop into rentals. Because our objective on the other lots here is to try to sell them, and so to being able to sell them commercial just gives us more buyers to be able to have somebody to sell to.
Is that like yours? Those are the ones that are listed under your name.
Uh-huh, yeah. So that's our, and we'd probably keep lot number one then to in case we want to build or something in the future on AI. But so that's basically our thinking on it. I don't think I've got much else to say. So and we have listened with Mark Elder, and he's here to speak too. Okay. So
thank you, sir, for your input. Is there anyone else that wishes to speak for the project? Yes, sir.
You said too long. My name is Mark Elder. I'm a real estate agent for Carol Jones. And I don't know if this is going to, I'm not trying to pull any weight or anything, but I also sit on the Planning and Zoning Board in Stone County. And I know that we're kind of alike, and we all look at the roads and the easements and everything. And I'm just going to say that I don't see a lot of negative attitude. It's just my opinion. But I'm the traffic and things that are going down there is plenty of road. Basically, that's about all I got. I'm just speaking
for it. Right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Do we have anybody speaking in opposition of the application? There you are.
Hello, gentlemen. My name is Mark Riz. I live in the subdivision that you have to drive through to get down to this subdivision. So, yeah, that's my house right there.
Okay.
We've pretty much showed up to oppose any weekly rentals that have showed up in our vicinity. The house that the applicant owns right now, standing from my front porch, you can see that house. From what I remember, I have a golf cart. We ride around. I got a couple of little kids. We go down in the woods, down on the core land, down the cul-de-sac, all the way down there to the south. Or we actually ride through the Majestic. I've even gone down the Kingsway ski slope there. And, I mean, there were people, as far as I know, that house was actually already participating in a weekly rental program before this meeting. So, and me and my kids are riding down the hill down there, I get a nice yell back from me, "We like your golf cart!" You know, so, I don't know. I like knowing who my neighbors are. I don't, you know, want to have new people there every week. You know, I don't know who they are. I don't know if they're registered sex offenders or not. I know it's kind of a worst case scenario, but I get no notification of anybody that's even, you know, hanging out in my neighborhood or driving by my house. As far as the road goes, I don't know how valid this is, but as far as I'm aware, my subdivision and the Majestic are the ones that actually paved that road. That road didn't even exist or was never even paved even before the Majestic until our subdivision paved it. And once we paved it, lots of other opportunities seem to have been popped up, and people are trying to seize a good opportunity down the hill. I agree. It's a beautiful area. That's why I live there. That's why I'm trying to raise my family there. But living in Branson, where is there, where can you have a residential area and live a traditional residential area life anymore? As far as this area goes, there's only two subdivisions that actually have good, decent lake view of Table Rock, and it's our subdivision and Hummingbird Hills, is it? I think that's the next one up. Those are the only two subdivisions that can actually see the lake that are actually qualifying for Branson Public Schools. So the other neighbor that is from my house, it's, if you go to be to the east, it's the red brick right where Gunner Hill Lane and Johnson right there. She's completely dead against it too. We spoke with her before we even came. She's actually sending you guys a letter. I don't think she got it in right before the before 5 o'clock today, so I don't know if Scott be able to get it to your packet yet.
Yeah, but, I didn't get one.
She has five kids. You know, she's raised five kids there. We're just dead set against on trying to. We're just trying to keep the place. We moved there over 10 years ago to live in a residential area, and we're just trying to keep the hospitality business down to a minimum the best we can. And that's pretty much where I stand on it right now.
Thank you, sir.
My name is Robert Johnston. I live down Johnston Lane there when you first come into the neighborhood. I'll second Mark's comments on the road. That road is built and cleared via funds from Friendly Hills and Majestic. And I don't see anybody offering to help us do any of that stuff. So when it snows, we pay someone to come out and clear that so we can get in and out. And I'm not seeing anybody step forward and offer to help do any of that thing, even though they're very interested in making a profit off of the services that we provide there. Mr. Jigilia, I just want to make sure you guys kind of know what his position is here. He bought that house. It was not quite completed. He bought that several years ago, and he's been coming on weekends for 2 or 3 years now, working on that house, getting it ready for his retirement. And he's already complained several times that he's had noise from the houses above. He's filed that with you, and he's got a letter that he sent in. But he's ready for his retirement this coming spring. And he went and did his homework, found a place where it was zoned residential. The covenants say that it's single-family residential as well. So he went and did his homework and made sure he bought in the right place. 20 years ago, I did the same thing. I wanted a place close to town, close to the lake. It'd be nice to have some residential neighborhoods over there protected so that we're not having to battle all the time to protect what we've got. If I can approach a map for just a second.
Yeah, sure.
You know, we saw where all the stars were here just a minute ago. Can you show me that again, Scott? Where it kind of shows both neighborhoods? Yeah, that one.
The far right one out?
So,
okay.
So we've got the blue stars, the green stars here. We've got the blue stars there, and that's for some phone survey that was done. What I can tell you about every one of those lots, people that own those lots right now bought it zoned for residential. Everybody bought those lots, bottom zone residential. So now, when we look at changing that, we're looking at people who bought a residential that want to change it. I'm asking you to protect the people that bought it for what its intended purpose was. If I can read to you, here's the declaration of the estates for Majestic Point Subdivision. The purpose of this declaration is to establish a set of covenants for single-family homes on well-landscaped lots having aesthetic continuity, preservation and encouragement of privacy within the estates at Majestic Points. That's on file right here. This is what the intention of this neighborhood was when it was set forth by Mr. Jim Straffis, who you all know. So, once again, I'm just asking you to the people that come in and buy it for the purposes for, I think, need to be protected. Otherwise, no. I mean, this thing's like a cancer. As soon as it goes to the lot next, it's the lot next, the lot next. Pretty soon, it's right next to Friendly Hills. Let it jump over it. As soon as the lot next door is zoned for nightly rentals, there's no reason for the one next to it to go as well. in my opinion. It makes it much easier as soon as one goes nightly rental.